welcome. Welcome back to Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle as your host. Today is February 18th. I mean, I should remember this date. I have a few birthdays that are February 18th. Carol Asher of Jack McClam fame. This is her birthday. This is also Don Harkin's birthday. Anyway, I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association that has been dedicated for 25 years to providing information on pharmaceuticals and vaccines and injections in particular, that is being censored today in a huge way so that people can make the only informed decision, which is complete avoidance and refusal. But, you know, I'm going to share something a little bit later. It's actually a lot more than that, you know. I mean, it's such a violation of rights to allow any government or company, corporation, whatever you say, to tell you what you need to do with your body. I mean, if you don't have bodily integrity, you really have no rights whatsoever. And that was demonstrated way back with the Jacobson versus Massachusetts decision. Even though it was a small fine he had to pay to remain free of the smallpox vaccine, there were a lot of dissenting opinions in the day. And, you know, it's been the slow creep to pretty much abolish our constitutional form of governance. So, anyway, our websites are vaccinetruth.com. That's a redirect to our main website. Vaccinetruth.net is where we have our exemption pages mirrored, where we have legal and lawful exemptions. And our main website is vaclib.org. And, you know, I'm always amazed by people sending me information. And it's like, we've been gathering that on our website, you know, whether it's SIDS or shaken baby syndrome or, you know, the autism epidemic and the Mawson study. I mean, I was just like, well, we have all that on our website. You know, just comparing, that was probably one of the latest studies comparing the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, and that's all on our website. But anyway, the health outcomes. My business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. Why I call the show Immunize Wisely. Immunize means to strengthen and protect our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. And of course, we need to avoid Big Pharma as much as, I mean, I won't touch an aspirin. I mean, what can I say? I saw the writing on the wall a long time ago, and I figured out there's natural things for everything that they want to throw at us, and I've collected those things. I would suggest you do the same. I mean, any kind of emergency, you know, collect books on how to set a leg. I mean, do anything. But yeah, getting in the clutches of Big Pharma and their medical establishment is actually quite frightening. You know, I mean, there's people that have it saved their lives, and, you know, I get that. But it's, you know, it's important to know alternatives. I mean, it should be mainstream, frankly. And they're, you know, that should be the alternative to try to poison yourself or cut and burn and, you know, even their surgeries. I mean, a lot of that stuff could be avoided, believe it or not. It's important, of course, to support this network. You know, become a monthly subscriber donor. If you haven't tried hemp paste yet, I would suggest you do that. If you haven't bought it from me, you should buy it from RBN. It's like 40% off what it was in 2022. So it's much more affordable. I mean, those are the permanent prices now, down from, you know, for a large jar of 2,000 milligrams, which, I mean, it's not a large jar, but you don't take very much. And it does amazing things for your nervous system and brain, and helps you sleep, and it doesn't give you a big high. Like, you know, I'm really not into THC. What can I say? I think it, you know, screws you up a bit. What can I, you know, I find people not motivated as much. It kind of puts them to sleep on another level. So anyway, it is a great product though, because you're getting the full spectrum of the benefit of the plant, and there are lots of benefits to the hemp plant itself. Anyway, if you're not a regular donator, at least consider purchasing some products, and you go to republicbroadcasting.org just on the home page, and you can scan all they have to offer. And I love the news feed. I mean, if I want to keep up with something, I'll scan that, you know, a few times a week. And our chat room is fabulous. I love the chat room. Thank you, Mer Bailey, for creating our chat room and adding important content there. It's Immunize Wisely. Wisely is stylized with a Z. So it's immunizewisely.chatango.com. It's Chatango or Chatango, but it's chatango.com. And I use it a lot. There's several listeners that put some great links there, and I'm always really happy to, you know, open it up and grab some of the information, because, you know, we're all learning together, and it's great to have some listener, you know, one of our many listeners in this network, to post something for the rest of us to see that may not have hit the news feed. So we're all learning and sharing here for sure. So there are definitely news items. The tide is turning in a huge way. Obviously, people are waking up also in a huge way. I think the reaction to East Palestine, Ohio, that is right on the border of Pennsylvania. I mean, I think it's not only criminal, but, you know, no one is being held responsible for actually causing it to be burned, incinerated, and having this toxic waste go for miles. I mean, people are getting sick in Niagara Falls. I mean, this is all blowing. A lot of it was blown eastward, and the water is now extremely contaminated all the way going into the Mississippi. This is probably the largest environmental disaster on our soil, the mainland soil of this country, in our history. I can't imagine anything more. I mean, in terms of an environmental disaster, because it's covering a lot of ground, affecting millions and millions of people, and those are dioxins in there. So if this isn't, you know, some final event that they're pulling on us, and the predictive programming was just so shocking. I mean, you know, they did the predictive programming right at halftime, with the Super Bowl. So, and, you know, it wasn't just the movie, it was a Super Bowl also. So, that's horrifying to me. You know, I've seen many, many different clips of people, you know, at a stream, and they're churning up the soil, you know, from the stream, and just, you know, tons of chemicals in the soil, settled down into the soil of these streams. And they're not that far away. But what about streams in Pennsylvania? I mean, I can only imagine, you know. So anyway, there's another clip that I grabbed and I wanted Sam to play, because I wanted you to see, or hear anyway, what was going on just before this event, and with this digital ID kind of stuff. So, and that was for being rolled out in East Palestine. So you can see what they really want for the rest of us. But, you know, we're talking about intense monitoring. So here he's going to go ahead and play it. Yeah. Thank you, Sam.
I mean, I don't know. You know, call us conspiracy theorists, but does this seem a little too coincidental to you guys? 3 months ago, East Palestine, Ohio, ran a pilot program to respond to emergency situations. It gets better. They handed out free digital IDs called My ID, starting on January 26, 2023, just days before the train derailment. The MyID digital ID is a tracker with a QR code that tracks long-term health status of East Palestine residents, including, and I quote, difficulty breathing. It's almost like they knew something we didn't.
Banner County coverage now, and East Palestine is known as the place to be. It's way ahead of the curve on a program to provide better treatment for anyone in the event of an emergency. I learned how it works and how it could help everyone in East Palestine.
MyID provides quick medical information for emergency responders. Darlene Chapman is the outreach coordinator for this project, and she's an EMT.
If they're in a situation where they can't tell us or they don't have any family around, this is something that would make my life easier.
MyID works by taking a camera phone and pointing it at a QR code. It provides valuable medical information such as allergies, breathing difficulties, or other conditions, so you get proper treatment and care.
If anybody sees the QR code, you'll be able to scan this and get the information. So it helps that person, not necessarily just here, but anywhere in the nation.
There are a few options for MyID: a bracelet, key fob, necklace, or attachment on your watch band. You can choose the one which fits your lifestyle best. That's up to you. Orders will start in January. The fire department has already collected $5,000 in donations to help.
That's our ultimate goal. We want to be able to give this for free to the citizens and provide them with that extra layer of care so that we can better treat them.
The offer includes Unity Township, which is served by the East Palestine Fire Department. These items cost around $20 each. You can even buy it for yourself. The fire department is hoping you'll be willing to wear it.
My goal is to have 100% of our residents and the citizens we serve in the township to have one of these and be working with them to make sure that we can treat them better and provide the best service that we can.
There's a 3-year plan to get MyID going across the village and make it available to all 4,700 residents.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you playing that because I want people to get really clear. You know, just this is like a model for the rest of the country. They want to, you know, really lock us down like in China. So moving on to the next thing, you know, there's lots of news about what state legislatures are doing regarding this whole rollout of the mRNA vaccine experiment. And, you know, it was, you know, highly illegal from the get-go, but all of a sudden people are realizing, oh my gosh, how could this have happened? So and of course, you know, the NIH and, you know, the CDC are moving forward like there's nothing wrong. There's still no problem. So you have to kind of wonder. So anyway, we have what Karen Kingston did recently. She gave damning mRNA evidence for a hearing in Collier County in Florida. And she's been saying over and over again that these COVID-19 mRNA injections are bioweapons. So she went ahead, and I'm just going to go ahead and read from her Substack. During a public hearing on February 14th, 2023, Florida Collier County Commissioners and over 200 residents were presented with evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are bioweapons. The hearing was to vote on a $1.4 million NIH grant that included funds used for COVID-19 vaccine education. Among other CDC public health initiatives. The commissioners voted unanimously to return the $1.4 million grant in full to the NIH. So as part of the hearing, Karen Kingston shared FDA submitted Pfizer documents and Florida state law demonstrating that the COVID-19 mRNA injections are bioweapons. I mean, she has all the evidence. She's really good at that. While Kingston has made the case that the COVID-19 injections are bioweapons more than 100 times over the past 22 months, on February 14, 2023, was the first opportunity she had to present these claims to government elected officials in a public government setting. Kingston emphasized to the county commissioners that the COVID-19 injections do not prevent infection, do not protect against disease, and were not evaluated under bona fide research. The COVID-19 vaccines were known to cause injury, illness, and death in adults and children prior to being unleashed on U.S. and global citizens. Making this claim that the majority of Collier County residents and American citizens were injected with a bioweapon is not for the faint of heart. While Kingston was expecting to hear some booing and catcalling during her presentation, which would have happened in the past, by the way, as some, you know, because some residents were doing that during this other person's presentation that was wanting to keep the grant. The room was mostly quiet, with many smartphone cameras taking photos of the evidence she presented. Kingston is thankful that Liz Freeman of the Naples Daily News accurately reported on the focus of her analysis that these mRNA injections are, in fact, bioweapons. And she ended her presentation with Florida Title 46, Chapter 790.166, which defines a bioweapon or weapon of mass destruction as any biological agent that may be engineered through biotechnology and is capable of causing death, disease, or other biological malfunction in a human. And so that's a huge thing. And she actually submitted quite a bit. You have to subscribe to her Substack to get, you know, all her, you know, major bullet points and the evidence she presented. But, you know, she was the one that alerted me to the fact that all vaccines now are going to morph into mRNA, and they all have emergency use authorization status now, thanks to Health and Human Services Azar, because he felt like the low uptake of vaccines was so alarming that we need to do emergency use. And the gloves are off. You know, don't get any injections. Oh my gosh. So I want to mention, you know, our communities are seriously under attack too. You know, people are getting robbed. There's organized gangs. The police are not working in a large number of communities. I mean, certainly in the larger cities like Chicago and Minnesota and East Coast and Los Angeles. I mean, San Francisco. I mean, you can kind of ratchet up all these cities that are totally dysfunctional and are rife for organized gangs and burglary. So I just, you know, want to say that I know a friend of a friend who is doing patrol of his neighborhood at night. And I mean, he actually patrols the neighborhood and he doesn't sleep very long because all his neighbors are Democrats. So it would be good to organize neighborhood watches. We don't know, you know, what's going to be going on with these organized gangs and people coming over the border. But it's a good bet that the sooner you and the sooner you organize, you know, your neighborhood and get it together, you know, with patrolling your neighborhood and everyone have a community watch list, the more protected you're going to be, because, you know, there's so many places in this country now where you cannot rely on any law enforcement at all to assist you. And, you know, you could only do so much in protecting your house from theft. So, I have to admit, I love this article that came out in the expose, you know, the medical freedom movement could get us killed. And he's, and I, you know, I have to agree with her because she goes into why there's so many failures, because we're not really getting to the root cause. You know, like, we're okay with mandates. Are we okay with mandates? I've never been okay with mandates. I mean, I think the whole thing should be outlawed. It should be freedom of choice. How do we ever get to the point where experimental jabs, and they've always been experimental, you know, were mandated? And, I mean, then, you know, they couldn't stop the mandate, so then they went to exemptions. So instead of focusing on getting rid of the mandates, it was always trying to expand exemptions. And, you know, with this latest fiasco and the untold harm it's doing around the world to, you know, millions of people, probably going to be, you know, could be all the way up to a billion by this, while it is said and done. I mean, everyone's being affected that actually rolled over and got this jab. You know, it doesn't matter which one you got. But the point is there should never, ever be any coercion of medicine, a medical treatment, ever in a free society. So, you know, I just have to say that. But if I had time, I'd read the whole article. If anyone wants a link, I mean, I can post it in the chat room. That's immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. So I do want to mention that the SCOTUS, or the Supreme Court of the United States, is actually reconsidering hearing the case accusing Biden, Harris, Pence, and other lawmakers of violating their oaths by ignoring the allegations of 2020 fraud. I mean, I'm sorry, the fraud allegations, you know. I mean, this is, you know, because there was like, they received proof of 50 different instances across the country showing there were problems with this election, you know, the 2020. So they're, you know, them ignoring it and certifying it is criminal. That is a violation of their oaths of office. So I can go ahead and post that. And this story is going to get bigger, according to Hugh the Storm Writer. He says it's going to make conservative outlets share this info, and if the projected push and noise is loud enough this time, SCOTUS will start making moves. In the military command circles, there have been major fear this could happen. Since 2021, summer inside leaks among commanders and highest ranking generals were well aware of this, that event that could take place. And that was a huge part of the reason several generals and commanders publicly stated, we could go into civil war, massive civil unrest in 2024. They knew how divided our country has been. And, I mean, you know, do we need to be punished that much more, you know? I mean, my gosh, these train disasters are horrific enough. So, anyway. So we have SCOTUS has been watching the U.S. events happening, and we're waiting for large parts of the U.S. citizens to be red-pilled the past 2 years since the stolen elections. Rigged elections. But I have been telling you for a long time, military operations, they installed Trump. Everyone knows that, you know, I mean, you should know that by now. There's no way that Trump could have got in with the level of election fraud. That's why, you know, I've said it over and over again. Hillary would have gotten in because she was slated with the Dominion voting machines, which is why she fought so hard. She was promised the presidency. So when that didn't happen, she was, of course, crying that the election was stolen by Trump. And that was the military doing. So anyway, but they also intentionally gave the fake elections to Biden so that, and Obama, you know, because, you know, Biden is the Obama puppet. This event had to happen so that we could see the failure of the Democratic Party, the corruption, and the war it led to. The full corruption of a captured government by foreign powers, the CCP, Vatican, Rothschilds, etc., deep state cabal, empire regime, needed to be exposed through and through, game theory and plan. And we needed to have U.S. citizens experience this level of darkness and have near-death events for them to really wake up. I mean, people are under mind control, seriously. I mean, people, you know, I was talking to Luca today, and he says, yeah, it's the apathy. And I said, you know, people have been under a spell for a long time. I mean, seriously, they have stuff, you know, going through the radio waves, you know. And, you know, it's kind of like They Live, the movie, you know. It's like, yeah, there's stuff going on all the time that keep people lulled into a sleep. I mean, you know, a different kind of sleep. Okay, so only until we have these near-death events will operations expose pedophile rings connected to Epstein, which is now unfolding, election fraud, the Twitter files, deep state government, CIA, DARPA, FBI, you know, Department of Homeland Security, et cetera, controlling big tech. So from censorship to cover-ups of Hunter Biden to presidential treason, all events unfolding now are connected to coming military intervention. If SCOTUS rules to hear the case, it leads to military intervention and proves there was foreign interference in U.S. elections and foreign occupation in the United States that has captured the government at the highest levels. If SCOTUS does not rule or take the case, it still leads to military intervention and proves there was foreign interference in the U.S. elections and foreign occupation of the U.S. that has captured the government at the highest levels. So either way, it's going to be the military. And that's actually coming sooner than you may have anticipated, because everything looks at stuff going on before March 6th. You know, after all, the Federal Reserve System is collapsing right now. And there's no country on this planet that, you know, except maybe Canada, that really wants a Federal Reserve notes. I mean, no one in Europe. China's not taking them. I mean, it's considered just a worthless piece of paper because they're all going to gold-backed currency. And we're looking at, you know, since we're controlled by the central bankers, they want us to be on the central banking digital currency so they can still pretend the whole funny money stuff. So, yeah, they want us to all also not have regular cash. And I'm really not up for that. I want to have cash. I don't want to have a banking system where I have to be tied to a computer or a smartphone. So, you know, unless I'm in, you know, I'm not going to go for that. I hope no one else does either. So anyway, I will be bringing on my guest after the break. And it should be coming on in a minute. I think Sam's going to be calling her, and my guest is going to be Natasha Trenev, and I'm not sure. I'm kind of anticipating a commercial break. Maybe he had a phone call. Anyhow, and we're going to be talking about gut health and the gut-brain connection. My guest, Natasha Trenev, is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics and prebiotics, and as a developmental scientist whose family has been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for over 750 years. Anyway, I'll finish her introduction after the break. Thanks, Sam.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why is it so quiet? Hearing it very well, the music. So, welcome back. It sounds like I have my my guest on the air, but I'm going to go ahead and finish. I didn't quite finish the introduction. Anyway, Natasha Trenev is our guest this evening, and she is a world-renowned expert in the field of probiotics, prebiotics, and just microbiome, you know, of our gut in general. And as a developmental scientist whose family has been commercially producing yogurt and other cultured foods for over 750 years, she has spent more than 50 years studying the health benefits connected to the consumption of beneficial bacteria. So she actually went to UCLA and graduated in 1970 and has done a decade of research. After a decade of research, she led to developing the first method of producing an effective and scientifically validated single-strain probiotic bacteria product. And so she's actually really well-known as an expert in this field, you know, helping people straighten out their gut flora. So welcome to Immunize Wisely, Natasha. I'm so glad to have you on the air with me. Can I hear you? Are we having sounds?
Can you hear me? I do.
Natasha, I hear you fine.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. No, it seemed like we're having a little bit of audio issues, but I think they're straightened out now. Okay. Hopefully everyone else can hear me. So, and you do. So, Yeah, you've been around for a while, and obviously this is an incredibly rewarding field, since most people's microbiome are certainly in need of help.
It's to the state where you have only 17% of the entire population of North America that actually has normal digestion.
And
that's not normal.
Well, I thought it would be actually less than that, because it seems like it's epidemic. So that, I think that figure is actually old, but, you know, that's just me. I don't know what, you know, the 17%, because today it seems like it's literally epidemic, you know, like, you know, maybe 5% have a functioning gut.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was the data that I got from another naturopathic doctor who does some therapy, so it's her data. But regardless if it's 17 or 5%, virtually everybody I speak to, whether it's business or personal, I end up trying to help them with their digestion. And this is not even a joke. I get into these conversations because the minute I start talking, people say, oh, my God, can you help me? And it just breaks my heart, because it's a crisis, because when you don't digest, your body will create disease. You won't be able to think clearly or have good moods, and even be able to function to generate energy. And I don't think people understand how important this whole digestive process is to the well-being of every cell in your body.
Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people like to do ferments. I mean, I subscribe to Weston A. Price Foundation, and they talk about fermented foods and wise traditions and stuff. But, and, you know, you have to be careful with even doing fermented foods. You know?
Yeah, absolutely, because in the westernized cultures about 40 years ago, and I call it when the, you know, frozen dinner era came in, people lost sense of sanitation. And the reason I cringe when people tell me they're fermenting at home, they don't know about cross-contamination, they don't know how to prepare the dishes and the cultures. And what I fear and what I've heard from many people, they get loose stools or have other consequences that shouldn't happen if they're having real fermented food with the starter culture that they bought. Now, having said that, you know, 100 years ago, fermented foods like Bulgarian-style yogurt kept people healthy in the Balkans. But now we have so many resistant microorganisms in the culture. We have virtually 1,600 or more known chemicals in our food supply or water in the air. So those bacteria that we got in the fermented food only serve to make the food functional. They're no longer adequate to really fix the problem that we have generated by our westernized society. And that's why you're having this, because people, there's no standards that are enforced with these fermented foods, because people with no knowledge or no historical knowledge are selling these foods, and the states are not regulating it. You have no idea how much of a living culture you're getting there, or how much actual fermentation took place, because you don't have a historical reference.
Right, and it could be pasteurized, you know, in transit. I mean, they irradiate food all the time to increase the shelf life. That's very common.
Yeah.
You know, so, right.
And
this is why, you know, I mean, I personally like to do a lot of my own stuff, but, you know, it's like, where are you getting the food? I mean, we're living in a chemical world. So, you know, I'm thinking glyphosate. You know, glyphosate contamination is huge, and that also disrupts the gut flora. So
yeah.
What would you do about all the glyphosate that is showing up in everyone's body?
That's why you have to use what I call precision probiotics. The last piece of data I saw, virtually 87% of the population in North America had, you know, findings of glyphosate in their urine samples. And that's quite disturbing, because glyphosate was first patented as an extremely potent antibiotic. And that's why the destruction of the microbiome by the glyphosate is what caused all the cancers that resulted in the class action lawsuit, which most people don't know. Right. But, you know, anybody living next to a golf course or they think they have a very prestigious property, if they're spraying that stuff on the golf course every day, my God, you're going to get sick.
Right. Yeah, I know someone who's part of a lawsuit, but, you know, the lawyers are greedy. I mean, I'm just saying it's hard to find a decent lawyer. There's some background noise. I'm not sure if you can
Yeah, I'm hearing it. It's not from my phone because it's a landline.
Oh, yeah, and I'm on Skype. Huh. Okay. It just seems like... I know. It's okay. It just seems like breathing or, you know, something. But anyway.
And I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you because your volume is a little low. But, you know, I can still hear you.
Okay, well, let me just raise my volume. Okay, how about now?
It's a little bit better, yeah.
Okay. I never know. They adjust it sometimes. The board does, and I, you know, sometimes I don't want. I tend to have a very loud voice.
Yeah. So no, you're well heard. Now, Ingrid, what I want to say, I can cite stats to you all day long because I understand from the ground up how these bacteria hybrided with us, and that they're in every function of the body. And this is, I used to have arguments with medical doctors who told me the blood was sterile, there's no bacteria in the brain, and everything that they tried to silence me about has been proven scientifically. In other words, there is bacteria in your brain cells, there is bacteria in your blood, bacteria can pass the blood-brain barrier, and we better understand what this, you know, hybridization is about and how to optimize it.
Oh, good. So what do you tell these doctors? I mean, give me a lecture like I'm a doctor and I don't know nothing. And I'm claiming that there's, you know, these bacteria are strictly, you know, in your gut. That's it. They're just in your gut.
Yeah, well, first of all, okay, let me give you the stats. Your average GI tract is 27 feet long. On the walls of that 27 feet is approximately 100 trillion microbes and about 400 trillion viruses. And there's also a yeast microbiome. And all of this has to be kept in what we call an optimal balance. Now, the bacteria can also transgress into the bloodstream when these gates, we call them tight junctures on the intestinal wall, are loosened and the bacteria get into your blood. Hence, that's what causes clots, not cholesterol. Whether it's low-density or high-density lipoprotein, it doesn't cause the clots. It's the inflammation caused by the bacteria that get into your veins and your arteries. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it actually does.
Yeah. So now we've talked about the blood. Now, the bacteria are also a part of your mitochondria, what we call the fuel-generating cells in the body. They're not added, but it's actually a hybrid. Your mitochondria cell is part human cell, part bacteria cell. And the part that the bacteria cell is actually generating the energy.
Right.
So you see what an intimate relationship we have. And second of all, you find it everywhere. You find you have a microbiome on your skin. You have a microbiome in your urogenital tract, whether you're a female or a male. And actually, the fertility problem we're having today is directly linked to the beneficial bacteria that are not there to protect the sperm and not there to protect the reproductive organs of the female.
Yeah, now, you know, I have to say we also are being radiated to death. What, you know, we have cell phones, cell towers, smart meters. My research shows that this is also affecting the sperm count in a huge way and contributing to infertility.
Absolutely.
And obviously, you know, all these bacteria can't survive that level of radiation assault.
Yeah, it's a question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And they're
right.
Both contributing to it. I'm just saying that whatever we're doing in a Western society, it's hostile not only to the cellular structure of our body, but it's hostile to the bacteria that are necessary for us to digest, absorb food, and interact with our immune cells. Now, here's the most important thing you need to know. there is a direct communication with every level of the immune system with these bacteria. Just to give you an example, for instance, an organism I use called Lactobacillus bulgaricus, what we call the longevity probiotic product, it actually stimulates the activity of killer cells. These are the cells of the immune system who warn the body that there is an attack either by a pathogenic bacteria or a pathogenic virus.
So, just have chemical poisoning.
Pardon me?
Or chemical poisoning.
Yeah. They alert the immune cells in every function. They alert your macrophages. They alert your B cells. Every part of your immune system has some kind of communication and symbiotic relationship with a probiotic bacteria.
Fascinating.
So the reason the bacteria want to keep us healthy, it's sort of a selfish reason, because we are one of the best environments for them to thrive. So they have a vested interest in keeping us healthy because they like our territory.
Right. So, what I want to... I get that. I mean, it's a part of the survival of their whole network, their whole organism.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously this is affecting people's emotional state. I mean, we have the suicide rate among young people is... off the charts. How can this affect people's brain, and what would be the solution? What would you say to people that, my teenager, he's just not quite right, he wants to be, he doesn't have good gut bacteria, and he's also, just mentally challenged.
First of all, we have to clean up the diet because the diet provides the material for the bacteria to produce up to 90% of serotonin, which is the feel-good chemical, and for it to be uptaken via the vagus nerve to the first brain. This is not happening with people who have depression. Also, dopamine, up to 50% or more, is produced in the gut. The precursor to tryptophan, the precursor to GABA, just to name a few of the feel-good chemicals, are produced in the gut and they're sent up to the first brain. Now, your negative thoughts suppress the production of these feel-good chemicals, disrupt the life of the friendly bacteria, and then you create what I call this negative loop, because your thoughts are producing these chemicals. And by the way, thoughts or even words can change the function of a gene. So it's your thoughts and your words are very important and potent. And so when you destroy the beneficial bacteria and you haven't cleaned up your thinking, the best thing to do is to use the bacteria that are historically with us, not just to buy something that tells you, oh, I'm a probiotic that can take care of your mood. That's the worst thing you can do. You need to have a probiotic bacteria that not only helps you with the production of these very important feel-good chemicals, but that actually do the other functions, the immune system, the breaking down of the food, the fueling of the body. It has to be a holistic change of the ecosystem in order to start the process of healing the thought process in the brain.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating, because it is all connected. We've talked about that on the show, that the mind is very important, but even getting up in the morning early and greeting the sunshine, having, being grounded to the earth, having some experience of that connectivity with the earth, all those things affect our microbiota, our whole microbiome and our, this is incredibly important. So what would you tell someone, to change their thoughts? I mean, that's a huge thing. I mean, we've talked about the power of the mind. There's Joe Dispenza, and there's several people that have done miraculous healings by just controlling their mind.
Oh yeah, there used to be Bob Proctor, one of the Science of Mind. There's Hay House. Those are all the older ones. Then you've got Greg Braden, who doesn't directly talk about. Then you've got Bruce Lipton, who gives you the science behind the thoughts, and that your thoughts are powerful and create your universe.
Yeah, Slipton is great. All of the ones you mentioned, but
instead of watching violence and getting hypnotized with the violence, which has an effect on all of your beneficial bacteria, believe it or not, you're watching the violence actually creates hostile chemicals in the body, which not only destroy your cellular structure, but destroy the microbiome. And, you know, and watching it silence and being negative and not having interaction with your parents or friends, physical interaction. I'm not talking about sitting on the phone and sitting next to someone. I'm talking about this lack of interaction is creating this massive disease, and that's why people commit suicide, because they don't feel wanted or loved. But you can't be wanted and loved if you can't love yourself first, and then you can't love other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm in agreement with everything you're saying.
I'll tell you a little story that the bacteria don't love you when you're hateful, because we know in the fermented food industry, the culture man, when he goes on vacation, we're very careful who we allow to put in the culture, because we have known that people who have bad thoughts, bad moods, and come up, sometimes the culture won't take. It would take twice as long to set the product, and people thought we were crazy, and then there were scientific experiments to show that actually a bad mood with someone who's culturing a large batch, let's say 5,000-gallon vat of yogurt, it's not going to set for hours on time, because it's the negative energy that person is generating.
No, that's absolutely fascinating and true. I mean, I don't want to, if someone is cooking dinner and they're in a bad mood or they're really not wanting to do it, I don't want to eat that food.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
it's the same kind of thing. You know, you want to, you know, everything should be done as a blessing and in love and care for, you know, the people that you're serving or, you know, you're sharing with. But this is really important. I mean, as soon as, you know, you have any kind of negative thinking at all, it's time to stop it right away. You know, I one of the books I really like is A Complaint-Free World. Have you ever heard of that? There's a minister that wrote a book, and he says a challenge, you know. Just he has these little bracelets, and he challenges anyone to do one full month without any kind of complaints at all. And when you catch yourself complaining about anything, you have to take it off your wrist and put it on the other wrist, you know, and you try to...
I love it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like really actually important. It's a huge discipline of our minds, because, you know, if you really listen to your thoughts, you'll find yourself, you know, slipping into negativity more times than you even wanted to believe, you know? And so you have to really discipline your mind.
That's why I said stop watching the news, stop watching the violence, because that has an imprint on your mind, and your subconscious mind is hypnotized by it, and it's your subconscious mind that runs your daily life. No matter what you want to change consciously, until you change that program in the subconscious mind, it's going to keep running that same play over and over again that you've created, and or keep doing the same things to enforce that recreation, and then that's why you're feeling miserable. And then that's what I'm saying. Everything goes awry. The bacteria don't want to stay. They leave. You start having poor digestion. You have poor utilization of energy. You start having health problems, more colds, more flus. And it's a slippery slope that starts sliding down.
Yeah. Really amazing. So let's just say I'm allergic to dairy and I can't eat yogurt. What would you say?
I would say if you're of European descent and you were, you were weaned off of breast milk, you were able to eat dairy, but for whatever reason, you can't eat it, taking our precision probiotic can teach your body to produce the enzyme necessary to digest dairy. I have a huge opposition to this nonsense that started with dairy-free. I can cite you a dozen cultures that used dairy on a daily basis in their culture, and they were extremely healthy, they were extremely vigorous, and they lived a long life. And I said to people, you know, whoever sold us these bill of goods that we shouldn't be eating dairy should never studied any cultures that use dairy. And I'll give you a prime example. Not that I think it's good to conquer the world, but the Mongols were able to conquer China and the world because they took their mare, their mares and their horses with them, and they fermented mare's milk that they put in these special leather pouches on their horses, and that was their meal throughout the day. And that's why they were so healthy and able to be such fierce warriors, because they drank this fermented mare's milk all day long to give them protein and the predigestion necessary for them to create energy.
Wow, that's interesting. That's a little piece of history a lot of us don't know.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, like in China, they a lot of those places we gave them powdered milk and they did not do well. The you know,
yeah,
the,
because in China they don't drink milk after they're weaned off of breast milk. Same thing with some indigenous people in South America. Remember, I said, if you're of European culture, or if you're a culture like the Mongols, do good with milk, and they're partly Asian in their genetic structure, but they've always had this mirror milk in their diet. Same thing with the Muslim population in the Caucasus that you know felt that the kefir starter culture was a gift from God, and they protected it fiercely until there was a story that I wrote many years ago about, by the way, a beautiful woman was able to wield the culture out from these villages and bring it into Moscow, and the first run of kefir was in Moscow in the 1930s. So the many cultures, like the Hunza was revered and studied by the earlier health food aficionados, and those were the Greek Macedonians that stayed there and didn't want to go return with Alexander the Great. So another healthy culture that has fermented dairy products in their diet 2 or 3 times a day.
Wow, this is fascinating. You're such a wealth of knowledge. Thank you, Natasha. Very, very interesting, you know, our history with these, you know, healthy fermented food products. So, yeah, I wanted to, there's so many things. I mean, it's like I have like a ton of questions. So what specific strain? You mentioned one strain, but what are the some of the strains that you consider to be favorable for our mood, emotional health, as well as our gut health? Well, it's all connected to me.
So what my process is that I have 4 major strains that I stick with. And why? Because they've each been in the literature for well over 100 years. They're extremely well-researched, and they've been around with human beings since our inception. And so, you know, Lactobacillus acidophilus, a strain, 2 strains that I produce perform as well as any other lactobacilli. Why? Because I choose to produce them in a way that I encourage them to produce all these beneficial
Click on the online store located at the top of our website.
Sorry
together,
about that.
Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.